This is RSVNB Update, episode 244, recorded Friday, February 19th, 2010. The Scorecard. Hello, everybody. RSVNB Update. I'm here this week with Mr. King Cullen.
Hello.
And, of course, Chief Snake, the Kiwi you all know and love.
Hello.
We're going to familiarize ourselves with this week's update. There's not much to it. I'm thinking it was a bit of a letdown, personally, but we'll come to that in the end. It's called Familiarization, and it's the new Summoning Distraction and Diversion, which kind of is interesting in terms of the name. I don't get the name. Do you guys get why it's called Familiarization?
Probably because it's something to do with summoning, and summoning has to do with familiars.
Yeah, but what are you familiarizing? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I still haven't played it, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, just looking at it here, it looks just like a pun, which they do a lot of.
Yeah, I like Jagex's puns, don't you?
I don't think I've laughed at a Jagex pun yet.
Oh, really?
As long as they're not Star Trek related.
Oh. Yeah, you must have the earliest Star Trek record reference for one of these shows,
oh,
you know?
Crap.
Anyways, where were we? I feel as though we're already off the boat here, you know? But anyways, it's a summoning, distraction, and diversion, as one would think. The guy's name that you have to go find is Pick and Mix. He's a student of Pick Up Sticks. I like these druids' names, you know, how they all start with pickup, you know, or pick, you know? Pick up sticks.
There are only two of them.
What do you think the next one... Yeah, but what do you think the next one will be called if they're starting them all with pick?
Good question.
I don't know, Picard? Oh, no, it needs to have three syllables, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Anyways, so what you must do for this one is you must go find Pick and Mix at one of the random little summoning obelisks anywhere in RuneScape. And that's pretty much all there is to it. And once you find him, you use your mental focus to take you into the spirit plane. Then once you're there, you become a summoning familiar.
That sounds interesting.
Now, I know, Chief, you had some problems with this part of it because the multiple times you tried, weren't able to find Pick and Mix, right?
That's right. Pick and Mix just didn't like me.
How many times did you look for him?
Well, only twice. I mean, last night and then before we did the show today. So,
okay.
Yeah.
He appears in every 2 hours for a window of 20 minutes.
Oh, for a window to... I thought you were saying that he appears every 2 hours, but then he takes a 20-minute break between, or
no,
something like that.
No,
so it's actually not that easy to find him.
Yeah, so you gotta
good.
Be...
I don't feel so bad now for not
and...
doing it.
Yeah, Cola should feel the worst, because he can't.
Yeah, at the moment, at least. Well, right. I can if I do some things, like get members back, but... Yeah, not at the moment, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. So,
if it's that hard, then I don't feel bad not doing it.
And you can only do it once a week, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the entire week to find him. So, what you end up doing is. Tears of Gethics. You get transported into the spirit plane where all the familiars exist and live with each other freely in a nice, peaceful kind of world, you know? So, when you're in there, you get picked into a random familiar. When I did it, I was a stranger plant. So, it's kind of interesting to see yourself running around as a stranger plant, you know? Because they kind of, like, hop when they run, kind of, you know? Like, if you look around, it's like hopping. Like, you know how rabbits hop, kind of? No?
Yes.
Okay, sort of course.
I'm just trying to convey what it's like to be a stranger plant, you know? Because you got, like, 4 feet, and you got this big mouth. So it's like, it's a very surreal experience being a stranger plant, I must say, because it's something like you never experienced before, and you probably never will experience again, you know?
So because in a way, it's kind of like shape-shifting then.
Yeah, it is, actually. That's a very good way to look at it, you know?
No, because you brought up shape-shifting as well.
What's
wrong with shape-shifting?
You brought up Star Trek before me.
Yeah, you know, that's true. It can be looked at as, like, shape-shifting, but I guess that could be kind of looked at that as summoning in entire ways, that we now know how summoning works, and that with it, the pouch summons your familiar from the spirit plane to the real world. That's how it actually works. I don't know. Did we know that before, anybody?
Oh, okay. They probably mentioned it, but it's not something that I picked up on.
Yeah, that's the same.
I mean, I assume they would have said it.
Yeah. So when you're in the spirit plane, you're able to become a thorny snail, a compost mound, a giant chinchampa, a void spinner, an evil turnip, a spirit cockatrice, a spirit larupia, the stranger plant, the adamant minotaur, the giant ant, the ice titan, and the pack yak. And then each of these has two things they can be opposed by. For instance, the stranger plant is initially opposed by the pack yak and the ravenous locust. So that means if you go near these two familiars, it will degrade your focus. And each time you degrade your focus, you got this like percentage bar. Then when that bar gets down to zero, you get kicked out back to the real world and the mini game ends. So that's how it works.
Okay. It's kind of cool.
Then as you go on, more familiars get added to the list that oppose you, so it becomes harder and harder to grab the raw charge, which is what your objective is.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
Yeah,
that's
so at the end I had 5 of them opposing me, and I got 59 out of 60 raw shards, which is the maximum you can get. So I did fairly well. So to reiterate, you have until you get 60 raw spirit shards, 20 minutes has elapsed, or your focus becomes entirely degraded. Then you get moved back out to the real world. Then after that, you have a choice between picking triple summoning charms for 40 minutes or a random secondary ingredient reward.
So it could be a bad secondary ingredient then. So you,
yeah, that's right.
A bit of risk and reward there then.
Yeah. So you're better off actually if you're a slayer type of person who's going on a slayer task somewhere. You're better off going with the triple charms for 40 minutes, you know?
Yeah, I suppose only if you plan on doing that immediately after, though.
Yes.
You have to be ready
It's like if you're going to Rock Lobsters, it would be ideal to do this distraction right before you go, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Do you have any idea how many crimsons you can get in an hour there? Because I know you've been there before.
Oh, I don't remember. it's probably something like 100 an hour. Maybe more or less. I don't know.
Okay. So you'd probably get then...
It was too long ago.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go back there, you know, but I died the first time and that put me off.
It's really not that easy to die.
Really?
I didn't think it was anyway.
Okay. So... let's say you get 100 charms an hour. Usually you get 67 charms in 40 minutes. So that means you get 200 charms in that same amount of time. So it's definitely worth it in that respect. And well, the thing good. I got when I did the random thing, I got 39 water orbs and 150 granite for my secondary ingredients. So, I don't know. I personally didn't think that was that good.
Yeah. That's what I was about to ask. Do you think it would be better than triple charms?
No, definitely not. But if you're not going out, it's better to just go triple charms, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you didn't think it was that good?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that good to go out and, you know, to get 150, you know?
Oh, but that's not that bad. I mean, that's quite a lot of money in those secondary ingredients.
But 349 GP for the 500-gram granite times 150, that's 52K GP, okay. And the water orb, anybody care to guess how much a water orb goes for these days?
Oh, I don't know.
965.
Sounds something like that.
Another 38K.
But okay, maybe not good money for someone like us. But people, I mean, anyone can play this minigame, eh? And there are no differences based on level or anything?
No, there's not. So I guess in that way it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, me and you have both been saying minigame, but it's actually distraction.
Oh. True.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, yeah, D&D. That's familiarization. I don't know. I don't feel that warm about this. Do you, guys?
Like any distraction and diversion, it's kind of fun to do, but, you know, the one-week limit thing, it's kind of, eh. I don't know, it's kind of, doesn't really add too much, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the charms are good.
Yeah, the charms thing is good, so probably easier for Slayer and Summoning, so I don't know.
Yeah. We're not exactly, like, real type of combat people, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, we're not the Slayer types, so that could be part of our problem, too. So, I don't know. It would have been nice to...
I did a fair bit of Slayer in that month, but I don't remember what level I got up to, but I don't remember
did,
the charms.
You got pretty high.
Yeah. I remember
thinking that at some point.
Yeah. And farming as well. That's another topic.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I did fair amount of Slayer there, but I don't remember ever getting that many charms. I think I ended up with a couple hundred of each or so, you know.
That sounds about right, you know?
Yeah, so triple that for 40 minutes, you know, if I got like 10 of the lower ones and like 5 of the higher ones, triple that would only be a couple extra. So it's, I guess it depends on what you're, I guess it'd probably be a lot easier for high levels in that regards, it's probably better to have higher levels when you do this one, then.
Yeah, you're one of those people who log in and do Slayer from, like, the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, PM one of us and tell us what you think about this, because it'd be nice to have some perspective on this from somebody who's got, like, 90-plus Slayer. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you have 90-plus Slayer and you're that kind of a person, let us know. What were you going to say, Chief?
I was just going to say, that's the right color. You don't need to worry about your summoning, because your farming cancels it out.
What is your farming level?
I don't know. I could check very quickly, though. I think it's in the 60s, though.
That's good. See?
That's pretty good for 1 month.
It wasn't even just 1 month, though. It was like... Yeah, it was 1 month. 63, it says here.
Oh, that's pretty good.
My Slayer's at 56, so... I don't know. Maybe I'll get back to it when I get back into it.
Get 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that.
There's lots of things for me to do when I come back. I'll just put it that way. Still haven't even touched Hunter and Construction yet, so that'll be fun.
Oh, don't bother with those.
Yeah. You'll probably never use them apart from quests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some tweaks and fixes this week. Guthix Balance Potion Unfinished just now has a make-all option. Who cares? Bone Key from Shiloh Village can be obtained again if you destroyed it. And the Staff of Light can now be lent out. Congratulations.
The Bone Key from Shiloh Village?
Yeah, I don't remember that what that was.
Neither do I, but it took them long enough to do something like that.
We did that quest so long ago, you know, when did you do...
I did it, yeah, ages and ages ago.
Carla, did you do Shiloh Village yet?
I think I did. I can't remember right now, though.
It's that one with the village in the southern jungle, you know, with all
people with that. Yeah, I think I still do have that bone key, actually. Yeah.
Okay. What does it do?
It opens up that little room that, you know, that little cave thing that you have to go into to, like, all the dead things are in there. I can't remember.
Oh, right. The barrels that spawn monsters. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that part of it, so...
You'll need that for
Legends.
I
mean, back when I did it, it was the technology was probably so primitive that they couldn't spawn this from barrels or whatever you just said.
Yeah, that just tells you how old Master Chief Snake is, that he was around back in the days of RuneScape Classic.
Master Chief Snake.
Mr. Chief Snake.
Oh.
Master.
The Tomb of Rashalaya, that's what it was.
I see.
Yeah, where you have to go in and you have to fight that person who's, you know, they're dead and they're angry and that sort of thing, you know? Just like...
No, I don't remember that, unfortunately, no. You, Chief?
It's like that angry spirit that tries to, you know, destroy all of the world because of her son being killed or something like that. I have no clue. Pretty generic, you know?
Yeah. I think there was... Is that like a part that's at the end of the tunnel? A tunnel?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know. I just remember there being some sort of underground tunnel, and there were lots of undead things. And then right at the end of it, there were things that I had to kill.
Where was that place? There was that big, tall thing, you know, where you could look down and see things?
Big, tall thing.
Yeah, not Underground Pass, but in the jungle area, you know?
Cairn Isle?
Like, you look down and you see, like, you go up, it's like a huge ledge thing, and then there's all these kind of little monsters down below.
Is that the north part of it?
I don't know. I did this quest years ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that anything to do with, like, over at the place where the harpy bug swarms are?
Yeah.
No, way before that. Way before that. It's a dungeon.
Oh. Oh, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I remember this clear as day.
How does this even relate to the quest?
Because it's part of the quest that goes underground from the barrels, you know?
I don't even know what that is anymore.
I think I know what you mean. Is that where the Jokers are?
No! No!
I don't know that. There's only so many dungeons on Karamja, so...
Yeah, it's hard to remember.
Was that all the tweaks and pieces?
Yeah, that was. Unless you guys want to look at these release notes, I don't think there's anything that major unless you talk about walking on lava.
I was just looking at that one. What lava are they referring to?
I don't know, sure. Wilderness? But I didn't think you could walk.
Wildly interesting.
The only lava I know of is Wilderness.
So Gypsy R's chat has been corrected, so she doesn't keep waffling on. Yay, I wish some chat would be fixed like that.
Oh, really? Like, what do you mean?
Subtle. Nothing.
What's waffling on?
Waffling on? I just told you about waffling on before.
going on and on and on. Just, yeah. Without really getting to a point.
Oh,
at all.
Okay.
But someone won't shut up.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Rambling. Kind of like that.
Yeah. It's a bit of definition.
Strike worms are no longer interrupted by random events. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all there is. Now.
Not too much, then.
Yeah, not
but
a
good
week
anyhow.
Of that. Oh, rating on the familiarization with pick and mix.
All right, 3.5.
Okay. Players could get stuck in Draenor Manor by entering a closet and discarding the key. That's pretty funny. Like, how would? I mean, before they introduced the home teleport, what were people supposed to do? It's crazy that they can let things.
You used to have to send in a bug report to Jagex, and then they'd come free you.
Yeah. Oh well. Rating for pick and mix. Maybe 3. I don't know. I need to actually play it. It's not really fair me giving it a rating.
Yeah,
but
it sounds like it's
pretty good. I mean, it's just one of those things that it's good to have. It's just more content, but it's not necessarily a necessary addition to the game.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 3 as well, because I think the window is too small for being able to find them, you know, because if you're running around, you're not exactly always going to be on for more than 2 hours at a time trying to find this guy. You have to kind of hit it exactly on the head, if you know what I mean, so.
Yeah, that too.
And I think the non-charm rewards could have been slightly more generous, you know?
I don't know, I think it's good, but maybe level-based rewards?
Yes. Yeah, that would be good.
Because
that'd
be good too. Yeah, if you're just a regular level 3 or something,
yeah,
then that's a pretty decent reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I hope they change some of these things in the end, but yeah, back in the early days, Mike and I used to do all the quests together. I asked him about that quest, and he remembered it was Legends. That I was just waffling on about to coin a previous term there.
Oh.
Using your new vocabulary.
So what were you actually saying about it?
There was some dungeon in the jungle, and there was this screenshot I remember looking at. I was at the top of a hill, and Mike was at the bottom of the hill, and it resulted in a very close-up picture of me.
Oh, okay.
And, I was just wondering if this cave that Kala was talking about there was the same one I was thinking of. But no, it's not. You didn't do members, did you? Legends.
Did you? No, I didn't have the levels for it yet.
Did you do Heroes?
Okay.
Or the quests, for that matter. No, I didn't do Heroes yet. Didn't have levels for that one either. I needed to train more.
Oh, well, you did enough in that month anyway.
Yeah, I ended up running out of the money at the end. But, yeah.
I'd recommend playing RuneScape over Star Trek Online, actually.
But that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a RuneScape
Anyways,
podcast.
Yeah.
RuneScape content Q&A part 2. Anybody have any favorites here?
Probably not fair for me to choose a favorite since I didn't go through all 5,000 pages.
That's
of it.
Very long.
It's only one page,
actually.
Good job
answering all of those.
Yeah, but the posts are very long, and you know they separated by posts, not by length. They don't have a text limit either.
I was just going to say something, and I forgot.
Oh, you'll remember. Was it about the farming question?
Yes, that's right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I knew it must have been.
Thank you. Okay, so they said that High level, it tends to be dominated by tree planting. I agree, it's not particularly interesting, but it does make balancing a new farming update quite tricky without devaluing the tree seeds. It's just something we try to avoid, however you might be. Have noticed that the majority of skill updates at the moment have been weighted towards the higher ends of each skill. So do you think we'll be getting a farming update?
Not necessarily. He said that if they were going to do a farming update, then it would be high leveled. But they're saying if there's going to be a farming update, then it doesn't really seem very likely that it would happen anytime soon. So
that's too bad.
Probably not.
What was Mrs. Vinken's house, and what's her minigame called, I forget? Vinesweeper, yeah?
Yeah.
I think that was a flop. It should have been something that would have done more to get people interested in farming, you know? But I guess not.
More to get people interested. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's not as bad as it seems. I mean, there are people who can get amazing amounts of XP from it, but then for just the regulars, it's kind of silly.
Yeah. Anyway, so we hope farming gets an update. I think that's King Kala's favorite member skill, right?
It was interesting. I still think I like Slayer because I'm a fan of combat, though. So, I don't know. I can't really say I have a favorite member skill yet because I haven't really spend that much time on it, but there was one interesting one I saw here that was, do you have the whole history story of RuneScape written down? And the guy and Mark said that it was documented. The main areas were documented, but not all of it, not by a long way. So very strong ideas. So it makes me wonder if they're going to actually, you know, release the history of RuneScape into like a book thing, like they did with the that guy they did with the story, you know, about Falador. Makes me wonder.
I'd buy the book. I'd buy a history on RuneScape.
Kind of interesting, you know, to have a look at. I don't know.
Just as long as they put pictures in it, you know?
Well, they probably would.
Gotta have the pictures, okay? Shane.
Make a children's book, a picture book.
pop-up book. I don't think his... I think those went the way of the dinosaur, didn't they?
Yeah.
But who else is going to read it?
I would.
Yeah, but you're a child at heart.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
No, we've grown up, Shane.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. One more thing about the Q&A. They said that there could be a white dragon, but not necessarily a white metal dragon. But the guy, whatever his name is, Mark, or Matt, said he's more interested in seeing the dragon, but he's not sure the dragonkin would allow that.
Yeah, I just read that.
That brings us back to that rant on episode 20 or whatever, the whole dragon kind of rants and stuff. So, if anybody wants to listen, go back and listen to episode 20 and hear about the dragon.
The black dragon isn't a armor dragon, is it?
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, so the white one wouldn't be as well, even though they're both armors as well. So,
yeah.
That would make sense, I guess.
Yeah. But I don't know, people seem to be thinking there's going to be an adamant dragon and a rune dragon. Personally, I wouldn't want to meet one of those, given what the mithril dragons turned out to be.
It would probably be this. So, it would probably be a boss, I'd guess.
Yeah.
If they did release it.
Yeah, and then they could write a whole quest about a...
Yeah. But the poor KBD just keeps getting more antiquated each
yeah,
year.
Yeah, that's a problem too, you know. I was thinking that they could release a quest somehow on this about dragons, where a dragon escapes into like a city or something, you know? Kind of like how that elephant escaped last month out of a zoo.
But, you know,
kind of like a Godzilla-type thing, then. Sorry, Chief. Go on.
Oh, no, that's right.
Okay, everybody done with the Q&A then? Okay. Oh, and then there's some typical PKR guy attitude saying that, oh, you're either going to dodge this question completely or not answer it at all. about combat effectiveness and defense, like negating, say, a Dragon Claws attack, and they said, yeah, I'm sorry, we can't talk about this. Reason being, new skill.
So,
there's another hint to the skill. I think we can fully throw sailing out the window now, you know?
So, it'd be a combat type thing then?
Yeah, it is. I'm betting it's going to be another combat skill, which is really annoying on our part because
it doesn't turn out like summoning. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
It's just how many aspects can you add to combat that make it combat? Like, I wouldn't even call summoning combat, you know?
Yeah.
But, anyways.
Oh, what's next?
The poll. Guaranteed content recoloring. Did you guys vote in this?
Oh, I didn't do this poll.
Okay, vote in it.
Shane, you didn't tell me. Wait, I have to get to it first.
Yeah. I would have voted.
But it's members only. Yeah. Basically, it's a guaranteed content poll about the barbarian assault guy recoloring some more weapons, so the players get their pick here. So, what are you going to vote for?
Glad to see some love for the pet rock.
Oh, you stupid thing. Login. Right, I logged in. Oh, there is only one question. I see.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so slow here. Pit Rock? Oh, God. I mean, as thrilled as I would be about that, it's not gonna affect anyone else. And I don't have a Pit Rock in RuneScape.
So which one?
I don't use any of that stuff.
Yeah, that's why I voted for the pet rock.
I wouldn't want to see the Robin Hood hat recolored, because I think that should only stay green.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crystal bow needs to stay crystal as well. That's a stupid idea.
For the lunar stuff, you know?
That doesn't look like it's going to be...
I'm going to go with Infinity Robes, because there are a lot of options with Infinity.
Yeah, that'd be a good choice, but I still like the Pet Rock idea.
Oh, they're coming third.
Yeah. First is Dark Bow at 23%, then the Crystal Bow at 20%, then, of course, Chief Snake's Infinity Robes, then the Robin Hood Hat, then the Lunar Attire, then the Pet Rock, and finally the Lunar Staff.
I think the reason why the Dark Bow is out in front is because it's used more. Kind of like you.
Yeah.
Pure's...
Who uses a Dark Bow? I don't know anybody who uses a Dark Bow.
Pure's...
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because... I don't know. It hits high. Like 9... What is its max? It's like 98.
I don't know. It can hit 98.
It can probably hit even more than that now with potions and things.
Oh, yeah, and the dragon arrows. Yeah. Then the crystal bow, but I don't know. I feel like all the bows have been antiquated because of the crossbows, you know? Like, when was the last time you honestly used a bow?
Before crossbows existed? Or, no, back when I was sort of getting back into RuneScape, when I didn't know how good crossbows were. Because when I played properly, crossbows didn't exist, and then I came back, and yeah,
there's just one crossbow.
But, yep. No, there were Phoenix crossbow and then the regular crossbow.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, that was not an option.
Yeah.
They used a crossbow on this one Star Trek episode. Picard killed someone with it.
There's our third reference.
He shot the guy in the leg.
Okay, thank you, Shane.
The last time I trained Ranged
kind of
was
fun with that.
A year ago, before they even came out, so... long time.
Yeah, Chief, don't you have something to say about training Ranged later in the show?
Perhaps, yes. See, well, I got 70 Ranged with just a short bow, a magic short bow, on fire giants and hellhounds and things like that. Those were the good days, and now it is so easy to train range. It's just a joke.
Yeah, that's how I did it too, you know? I did it on greater demons in the Entrena dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
I got 70 there, then I have no idea how I got 80, let alone 84. It was just really annoying, you know? So... I think I kind of got put off from that, but it is fairly quick now, isn't it?
Well, it depends what method you use, but I mean...
Okay. You can talk more about that after.
And there are yaks and things. And
yeah, you're a pack yak.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would
Anyways.
Be if I entered the spirit plane.
Yeah. Well, we better hurry up then, because you got to go outside and graze. We got two audio questions this week. First one is from Chris T.
Shane and Chief Nick. Shane, which computer do you use more, your Mac or your PC? And Chief Nick, have you ever ridden on a dolphin or an animal like that? Thanks, Chris, for the life.
Which computer do I use more? If I'm playing RuneScape or any games in general, I'm on the Windows computer, and if I'm on MSN, I'm on the Windows computer. But if I'm doing anything in relation to programming, video editing, or recording the show, I'm on the Mac. So pretty much anything aside from gaming is on the Mac. So I'd say I'm at 60-40 right now.
You just don't want to admit that you use... Windows more, 60-40.
No, I said I'm... What? 50-50 then?
50-50, that's fair.
Okay, there you go. Because you can't have both. Like you need Windows for gaming, and you need macOS for all the other stuff that's not related to gaming, you know?
No, you don't.
At least for me, because I have higher standards. Like that, you know? Like, I have higher standards for my gaming. I can't run RuneScape on the Mac because it's too laggy. I could, but I won't. So, anyways.
Calm down.
I have high standards too. That's why I use Windows.
Oh, so that's what you said. You think I should use Windows for everything?
I still think that would be easiest for you, but no...
Oh, yeah, and you said my eternal state of confusion is starting to pain you or something, right?
Yep. Your perpetual whatever it was.
All right. Anyways, have you ever ridden on a dolphin?
This is an epic question. No, I have never ridden on a dolphin or any other marine... animal of similar nature.
What about a horse?
No. Yes, I've ridden a horse.
What else?
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, never properly.
Oh,
just
okay.
Sort of, you know, got given rides and things as a child.
Ah, okay.
I went to as a kid, or as, like, really, really young now, because I don't remember it at all. We went to some sort of place where they had dolphins. Not a zoo, but like a park thing. I don't know. But yeah, anyway, we saw sort of dolphins doing all these tricks and stuff. So that's the closest I've come.
Okay.
Otherwise, we don't get dolphins around here. They're all down in Kaikoura.
Where?
Kaikoura.
There's that
Maori for today's show.
Okay. So is that like the South Island then, or?
Yeah, that is down in the South Island.
Okay. What about any whales?
No, they're also down there.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, for the inspiring question. Carl, you ever ridden on any dolphins? I know we saw some kind of marine animal once on the boat.
No, I didn't ride any dolphins. I've seen dolphins, so... I've seen whales. Okay. I've seen lots of whales.
Oh, when I was in Nelson, we saw lots of seals and things. I don't think we saw any dolphins. I can't actually remember.
You ride the seal?
But we... no. We were in a boat, and there were seals swimming alongside us and stuff, and... Well, they were for a while, anyway. And then they were sunbathing on this little island, and we went around that, and... Yeah, we had a good tour around there. Nelson is a nice place. Very sunny. I want to go back there. I wouldn't live there, though. It's way too... Way too congested, the traffic and too many people.
Okay, I see. Anyways. Thank you. Next question is from Earth, 271072.
Hello, Shane, Chief, and King Kulla. Do you think that curling is just shuffleboard on ice? Love, Earth. Not earthy!
He was. I don't think he was offended about it, about his name, until you actually called him Earthy, Shane.
What's wrong with Earthy?
I thought that was an affectionate name.
Yeah,
me too.
Not that I think it's a good name, but.
Oh, I don't know.
But it's not supposed to be a bad thing.
Yeah. So, Chief, curling?
I don't know anything about curling. I'm just going to say yes, because curling seems like a retarded sport as it is.
Carla,
it shouldn't be a sport.
See, I'd say that I don't know anything about shuffleboard, so...
Oh, neither that, actually.
Yeah, same. What is shuffleboard?
Is a sport in which players use broom-shaped paddles to push weighted pucks, sending them gliding down a narrow and elongated court with the purpose of having them come to rest within a marked scoring area.
So it is. Yeah.
So
it is shuffleboard on ice.
Kind of, it looks like.
Yeah, but there's a whole other aspect, because... If you put it on ice, you remove a great deal of friction, you know. So, I like it for the fact that the low amount of friction on the ice brings it closer to a near realm of perfect physics, you know. So that's why I like that. That's why I like curling.
But essentially, it is the same sort of thing, except on ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the objective is the same, and. You do the same thing?
I think the scoring is different, though.
Yeah, it looks like there's a triangle or something like that. And,
minor technicality.
Yeah, I guess, but there are different sports, I guess.
I don't know. What's wrong with curling, though? It seems like...
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just... Not very exciting.
Yeah, I have to agree. But I mean, I'm not going to ask. You can argue that ice hockey and hockey are completely different things, because they there is a different sort of. I don't know. They would be very different to play. I mean, a regular hockey player couldn't play ice hockey, and vice versa, because they wouldn't be used to it or anything. So, where do you draw the line as to what is a completely different sport?
Carla, you play both, don't you?
Played what?
Oh, shut up. That's not
ice
fair.
Ice and regular hockey?
You can't really skate very well, so no, I've never played ice hockey, but I have played floor hockey and...
there you go,
street hockey and field hockey. Field hockey is quite a bit different, because the sticks are quite a bit different.
I thought you didn't even play field hockey or something over in Canada. From what I gathered from you, Shane, ice hockey is where it's at.
Of course.
Yeah, it is.
But it doesn't mean you don't play other sports, you know.
Well, I suppose. Shane, on the other hand,
it's like
just...
It's like saying you don't play ice hockey in New Zealand. I mean, I'm sure there's a few crazy people out there who go to the ring.
Maybe. I don't really think we have any ice hockey rinks here, but...
There might be one in Wellington.
Not even there, no. There could be actually way in the South Island, but... Oh, no, wait. Come to think of it, I think there is one in Wellington. We were going to go to it as a school trip once, but... That never amounted to anything. Do you remember that, Shane? I'm sure I would have mentioned it to you, but I think it fell through.
Yeah, you mentioned the possibility, but I didn't go on your school trip with you.
No, I never said you did, but...
Anyways, that question was from Earthy. Thank you.
Who wishes to be called Earth by Shane? Alrighty, the next one here.
Who will not be granted said wish.
Shane Kula Chief. Kula Chief Shane. Chief Shane Kula. If you wanted to be completely politically correct, though, you'd have to also add Shane Chief Kula. Kula Shane Chief. And Chief Kula Shane. Anyhow, the question. What
and
would you...
It is also in a different order, so... Yes. I mean, Shane does technically come first in that long list.
Yeah.
So...
I don't mind being last.
And then you being last, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, what would you do and how would you act in a post-apocalyptic world? How would you stay alive and who else would you look out for? I always stick with those first.
Oh, I don't like these types of questions.
Hypothetical.
Because, yeah, exactly.
You don't really know what's going to happen until you do it.
Yeah, so you can't make an accurate idea. I abstain from answering.
Okay. You join a group of survivors or stay on your own, willing to survive. What morals would you have? Would being put in this situation would make you act differently? And how you'd be willing to act today under normal? I think the only one that I could answer is the last one. I think I probably would act differently. You know. In some sense, with the morals, you do have to stay true to yourself, but...
Oh, no. I believe that there are situations in which morals and the rule book can be thrown away.
Which is weird, because you are the least liberal of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? What'd you say?
He said the L word. Run.
Oh.
You said you're the least liberal of us.
Okay. Well,
no.
I just think that sometimes throwing the rule book away and morals needs to happen in these kind of situations, you know?
Death to the government.
If you stick to what you feel is right, you're not exactly going to survive. So you have to ask yourself, would you rather survive or would you rather... Be happy with yourself, you know?
Depends on what you believe in. Depends on what you believe in, I guess.
Yeah, are you going to just come back after you die?
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you're going to live as long as you can in this situation but be incredibly unhappy, then, well, I mean, what's the point? I mean, isn't life all about doing as best as you can while enjoying it, you know? I don't know. It'd be a hard situation to be in. I don't think I'd stay alive for 1 second. So
yeah, what's the point if everybody else is gone?
Yeah.
What's the point if everyone else is gone? I don't know. Anybody else have anything on this one? Because it seems as though we're all kind of like divided on this, you know?
It's actually kind of funny that this question pops up because... If you look at the trend in Hollywood, they're all about post-apocalyptic movies right now. Whereas a couple of years ago, it was all about superheroes. And then years before that, it was all about fantasy, right? The fantasy trilogies.
Yeah.
So we're at a post-apocalyptic trend right now, so... And they all seem the same, too. I was watching some of the movies that come out, you know. I saw The Book of Eli, which is post-apocalyptic, and then The Road, which is as well. And there are so many similarities, you know. How many times are they gonna, you know, do the genre to death?
Yeah, so. It's like all the asteroid impact ones, you know, like they're all...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that came about after Challenger and that sort of thing, so...
thank you, Acuer. A-Q-U-W?
A-Q?
A-Q. A-Q. I wonder if he's a-Q. Hmm. 10 points if you got that.
Always wondered about... Oh, shush.
What? You don't even know what kind of scorecard I'm keeping. I'll tell you after the show what kind of scorecard that is.
The scorecard of life.
No, something else. Anyways, to Shane, Chief Snake, New Brad, and King Kulla, what's been your most supernatural experience, if any, and what was it?
Supernatural anybody experience? Have any...
No. Yeah, I haven't had any. I don't think supernatural's a thing. Chief?
No, I have to agree.
Kala?
I don't know, but I get very paranoid after watching ghost TV shows or movies.
Oh.
You start.
You know, ghosts aren't real.
Of course not, but of course you think everything's supernatural after that.
Really?
It's a state of mind, I guess. But
maybe.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any supernatural experiences. And if I have, then I wouldn't have known it. So, you know.
So what kind of a ghost TV do you watch?
Not really any. There's Ghost Hunters. Kind of interesting. It's, not my cup of tea.
Anyways, if you were allowed to go into the future or the past, which would you choose? What date would you choose and why?
Well, we know you would go into the future.
Yes. What about you?
I would... I'm quite happy where I am. I wouldn't go back to the past because I don't think it's right to do that. I mean, there's no sense looking back. You might as well just look forward. But then
not your past, like past before you were born.
It doesn't. That's not specified. That. But still, even I wouldn't really want to go to the past either for any reason.
Kala?
I'm not sure. I honestly don't know. I was thinking about this one, trying to think what I'd say. You know, the past would be interesting, but I don't know. And then the future would be like a Futurama type thing.
I've never watched that show.
Well, the guy who's unknowingly put 1,000 years into the future and whole life flipped upside down, that sort of thing.
Oh, we had a question about that last week.
Anyways, I'm not sure. Maybe the past would be interesting, but bless you.
Yes,
the past would be interesting. I think I'd choose the past, but
what?
I'm not sure. Would it be? Would we be able to come back to the present?
Probably.
I assume so.
I don't know. I'd probably pick the 1700s or 1800s then. That would be kind of cool. You know, seeing when everything was changing around that time, you know? The world was basically shaped into what it was today. So, yeah, I'd choose 1700s or 1800s. Sounds kind of cool.
Okay. Chief?
If anything, probably the past. But really, I'm fine here. Even if I had the choice, I would probably just stay right here. I've got no reason to go back.
Yeah, same.
I'd probably go to maybe, I don't know, 28th to 27th century or something, see what we're doing.
See if there's a Star Trek utopian universe.
Well, no, I can fairly say that that won't be happening.
Mm. Good.
Anyways. Finally, would you ever think you could be dedicated enough to go for 200 million XP in any skill? Love the awesome show, guys. I live it to it every time I train a repeatable skill. Thanks for taking the time to answer my questions. Nate, 26 Han.
200 mil. That's a lot of XP.
In one go, I don't think so.
200 mil farming XP?
Yeah, it'd be doable.
I'll race you.
You serious?
Yep.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
I don't think you are.
Is this going to be just like Mustard Sky all over again, isn't it?
But it happened. Mustard Sky happened.
I'm going to give up like 5 mil XP in, and Shane's going to be left to get the rest of it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, for me, 200 million, I don't even have the devotion to get a 99, so. I think that's putting the cart before the horse.
You can get 99 farming. I reckon you could.
Yeah, it's really simple to do.
63.
Yeah. Well, I could, I guess, but it's whether I have the devotion to do it, so.
Yes.
Not sure. I'd say no.
We've got another convert.
Finally. Anyways, Chief, next one.
Where are we? Dear Shane, Chief, and King Color. Cooler. So you listen to any other podcasts besides RSBNB Update? I listen to the Scott Mills Daily, Security Now, the Game Informer podcast. Wait, don't tell me. And I watch the Best of YouTube video podcast. Okay.
Wow. That's...
Thanks, BrimK, a.k.a. ExileQ, a.k.a. ASA.
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 That's a weird name.
That's his real name, by the way.
Oh.
It's a cool name. I've never heard it before.
That is a cool real name.
Okay. Kala, podcasts?
Not regularly. I was listening to Orbs Cast, you know, the one that Brian and Marco started up a little while ago. That was kind of fun, listening to your friends talk about things. Not regularly anything other than this, though. I did watch listen to some of the competitions podcasts a few months ago, if you remember that, Shane.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Just to see how they do.
It's shameful.
I admit I did do that once. Or twice.
Okay.
Chief? Yeah, nothing regularly, though.
Yeah, anything? I want that 30 minutes of my life back. No, I don't listen to any podcasts. Okay. Even RSB, BNB Update now, I don't listen to. I mean, I have an excuse now.
You listen to it every week.
Sadly.
I listen to this when I record it. I also listen to Twit, Security Now, Windows Weekly, and MacBreak Weekly. That's about it, though. Oh, and Security Now, of course. They're doing this great series right now about building a computer from the ground up, going everywhere from basic transistors all the way up to machine language. So I highly recommend you take a look at that. Because I was going to go through this in one of my Informer articles, but now I can just make an article with a link in it to this podcast series. So please go take a listen to that. Thank you, Asa. I'll read this next one for you, Chief. It's just addressed to you.
No. I said I would read this. I'm afraid
okay.
I have to.
Okay.
Oh, I just realized which question it was. Sorry, I'm not paying any attention at all. Wait, okay, let me warm up my voice. Dearest Chiefy, how wouldst thou recommend that I continue playing this game? After I achieve the 99th level in the skill of agility, my goal is to continue teaching myself the fine art of agriculture until I can learn no more. But that, of course, is a goal to be put on the side, for its daily experience revenue is much more restricted than any other skills. As such, I digress. Dost thou think it would be more prudent to advance my skills in mining, which was my personal choice, or some other skill that you deem more worthwhile? Regards, Kelsey.
What was that?
I don't really know. It was an accent of some sort. It was supposed to be English, but it was not.
No, clearly not.
I think it was just Chiefy was sounding really serious. It was good, though. Very good. He didn't stumble once.
Oh, no, I got good at Shakespeare. Just, I think it would be more prudent. Okay, what was the actual question? Wasn't paying attention.
Farming or mining or something
else?
To my
own voice.
Mining or something else. To get 99.
Or farming.
Oh, right. Definitely farming. Without question.
Yeah, I have to agree. Yeah.
And I'll say mining just to be different.
Well, because I mean, everyone she is so loves close to 99. Sorry, Cullen.
Everyone loves a 99 miner, you know, because it takes so much dedication, even with the Living Rock Caverns now. So, I don't know, like mining. Or something else, you know. Just do what you want to.
I mean, maybe both, because she is 90. I think she just got 90 farming.
95 agility, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was a bit worried there. Five levels in front. But whatever it is, she is high enough at the moment. And she could even do both. I mean, just mine and then farming on the side. And by the time she gets 99 mining, she'll be that close to farming as well.
Yeah. And farming is just such more delicious, you know?
Yep. Well, considering the ease of mining right now, it would be easy for her, because she is pretty much a no-lifer.
Be nice. Be nice. I don't know.
I'd say it was a bad thing.
But I just don't get mining, you know?
She has more time.
I like the idea of mining, but is this too hard to get to whatever level that is for the coal and the gold?
Yeah, I suppose. mined iron in free-to-play, so feel sorry for me. You at least have granite.
Oh, dear. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, thank you, Kelsey. Dear Shane, Chief, and Kala, do you have any predictions about what the new RuneScape skill is going to be? Thanks, keep up the great show, Poison Nova.
Well, we did say it was going to be something combat related, so...
Well, yeah, I'm thinking something like that, but what can you add to combat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, Chief?
Yeah, I've just given up guessing, really. I mean, there's no point. I'm just quite happy waiting for it.
Me too.
Yeah,
you know?
it's like when you realize when you're going for Christmas, you know, and you're just happy to wait for your Christmas gifts. So
or even not get them.
yeah. So I don't know. We know it's not going to be sailing. We know that much. And
we
know it's
going to
be something universal. Yeah. Of course not. Why would they like?
It would be funny if they did.
I think shape-shifting would be good. But no. I don't see how that would be in combat, but...
Oh, we'd have to see, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to make these kind of opinions on everything, because you hear so many different things on it, and you're not sure which you believe is best and which you don't believe and which is just plain stupid, you know? So it's a question, do we trust the mass people or do we just make up our own opinions? So I'm just going to go in Chief's camp and just let it come out on its own and be surprised when it comes out, because quite frankly, it makes me really tired trying to think of these things, you know? So there you go. Let's call it. Has any ideas?
No, I have no ideas. I've been thinking too, but there's nothing really. It's going to be something that we've never even thought of.
Yeah, yeah. Probably.
Anyways, Kala, you can take the next one.
Alrighty, the next one here. Dear King Kula, Brad, and Shane, could you explain to me how penguin hunting works? Well, there's a bunch of penguins hidden in certain spots, and, hidden, disguised as something, but not really disguised. They basically have a set area where they just roam around in on every single world, and you just have to click on them, and then you find them. Then you go to, what's his name, in Ardonia?
Chuck.
Chuck. Or Larry, isn't it?
Yeah. If you haven't done, I thought it was Larry.
Yeah. If you haven't done that,
and then he becomes Chuck after the Rectuber quest.
Yeah. If you haven't done that quest, then yeah. So basically, you just find them, and then, But penguin hunting.
From there.
The serious penguin hunters, they join this clan chat, I think,
on World 60. World.
Yeah, and they all help each other out and that sort of thing. So yeah, you just find that, and then you get XP rewards, I guess. So,
but you know, I've used that before, and they're really not that useful. At least I think so. Because they always seem to, like, everybody's always asking for things, but nobody seems to be updating where it is. And then once a penguin is found, they don't trap them. So
I don't know. I like that more when you're just doing something and then you stumble across them, you know? I like it more that way. Then you get a bonus,
Chief,
you know?
Did you use that or use the world?
I've never actually done proper penguin hunting. I've only ever sort of clicked on them whenever I see them, like Kula said.
Yeah. I did penguin hunting for about a month and a half, and I got tired of it, so I just went back to doing it the way these two are doing it. So, I don't know. It depends, really. It can be good experience if you're looking for it, but it's also about a good half hour, 45 minutes of work each week to find them all. So,
how much XP do you get from all of them, though?
Well, you can if you've done the quest, I believe you can get up to 16 points per week. And with that, it depends on the skill. It's your level times 25. So let's say you have level 70, you get 70 times 25 XP. Somebody who's good at quick math, please. 70 times
25? 1,750.
There you go. Did you use a calculator?
Awesome. No, definitely not.
Okay, good. So then if you get 16 of those, you can get 28k XP in that respective skill. So it could be useful, especially for mining. Maybe I should go do them for mining. That's a good idea. But anyways, we got other things to worry about.
And the second part of that question, also, is there a route you take to find them, like farming patches?
No, we already covered that.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So not really. I don't know if you can really take farming patches to find them anyways, since they're probably...
No, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. So yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, thanks a bunch. AEW.
I'd call him Ew.
Ew?
Ayo. Ayo. No.
Like Asa, I would just say ASA and AEW.
Until you know how to pronounce it. Okay.
Yeah.
But I still don't think Asa should be pronounced Asa. Just doesn't look right.
Yeah, I thought it was Japanese when I first saw it.
He's from Brazil, so...
Yeah.
Portuguese?
Anyways.
Anyhow.
No, he's actually American.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Next one, Kala?
Chief, Kula and Shane, with the Olympics currently going on, what Olympic sport have you been watching the most? Chief, how about you go first?
I've been watching... What's that one called where they... No, I haven't actually been watching any at all whatsoever. Apart from that one video where the guy died.
Oh, Luge. Mm.
Yes.
They haven't started that yet, have they?
Luge? Yeah, they have.
Yeah, the actual competitions,
they
did?
Yeah, they have.
I thought it went ahead, sort of.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Yes, I know more about the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, they have gone ahead with it. And they've actually finished all the luging right now.
Oh, did we get any medals?
No, we didn't. The Germans got 5, the Austrians got 2, Latvia got 1, and the Italians got 1. The Germans always clean up and luge, though. So.
I wonder why.
They're just good at it, I guess. There's certain countries are good at certain sports.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyhow.
What about you?
I really haven't been able to watch too much of the Olympics because of school, but I've watched a lot of hockey lately, and just glancing and watching some things, and I was watching Canada versus Switzerland, which almost gave me a heart attack when we tied them at the end, and finally won in the fourth round of the shootout. But, yeah, hockey's always fun. I've also watched some of the skeleton and the luge. They really go quite fast. And some of the skiing. I like watching the snowboarding, too. That's fun. Some of the others I just don't get off on, like figure skating or curling.
Yeah, figure skating, no. Curling, yes.
Figure skating is an Olympic sport?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's worrying.
Why, do you want to go figure skating?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I said it was a bad thing.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, Chief, the events you should be watching are alpine skiing, biathlon, cross-country, freestyle, short track speed skating, skeleton, snowboarding, and speed skating.
I assume you just listed off the ones that New Zealand are participating in.
Yes, that's right.
It's unfortunate that none of them are supposed to be getting medals.
Yeah.
I don't know. Great Britain won in the in skeleton today. So, women's skeleton. So, yeah. So, you never know what's going to happen, really. What about you, Shane? What have you watched the most?
I haven't watched anything of it, except for parts of the opening ceremonies, but I have been keeping tabs on the results nightly, so I guess that counts as sort of watching, I guess.
Not really.
No?
You're just watching the results update.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
It's different than watching an actual sport, you know?
That is almost as bad as reading audiobooks.
But it is. You get the same information, so why not? I don't know. That's a topic for another day.
Also, anyways. If you could remove one thing from your countries, what would it be and why? Thanks, guys, for magic. Remove one thing from your countries.
Stewart Island. Because it's tacked on near the bottom and we don't need it.
But it's the furthest point that someone can go south before going to the Antarctic. So you guys should be honored to have that.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay, then I wouldn't remove Stewart Island. I would instead remove Fovo Strait. Which is...
Oh, so that...
the body of water that separates the South Island from Stewart Island.
You wouldn't remove all your sheep?
No. No, I like sheep.
Okay. Nothing else?
Brian Tamaki. I think that is his name. Probably isn't. No, I'm thinking of someone else. Wait, I'll look him up. Oh, yes, I was thinking of the right guy. Yeah, I'd remove him.
What does he do?
He is the head of Destiny Church. Nothing against churches, but this guy is insane.
What does he want to do?
He's like a... Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I've talked to you about him before. He's one of the kind of... He just... All he wants to do is make money off the church and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Okay, so he's not like some crazy religious guy who wants to purge all the impure people out?
Well, he probably is on the side.
Okay. Well, yeah, then that's a good choice. I commend you for choosing that. Here, here. Kala?
What would I remove from the country? I don't know, maybe the... United States, German, and Norwegian athletes so we can pass them in the medal standings.
Wait, we're currently fourth.
Yeah, we're fourth. Just barely ahead of France.
And you were telling me we were supposed to be first, but I don't see how that's possible.
No. You were saying that we were supposed to be first. I said if we're third, we're fine, but Norwegians have gotten a lot of medals.
I was saying we were just supposed to win a gold medal and that was it, then mission accomplished.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that's far too low of an expectation. We all knew that would happen.
I didn't.
What I would seriously remove from the country, though, I'm really not sure.
Quebec?
No. Oh, I don't think I'd remove Quebec. Maybe Quebec separatists. You know, keep Quebec.
Okay, that works.
It's a nice province. Just remove the separatists. That works for me, sure.
Okay.
No offense if you're a Quebec separatist.
I'd remove our corrupt politicians that inhabited the parliament in the 1990s, and they are probably still sitting in within the Liberal Party of Canada. So, it was quite a story. You guys should Google sponsorship scandal Canada and read about that, but it was quite a story. And it,
I know all about it.
Yeah, so it led to what we have now, and it's a lot better than it was back then. And I think that we would have sponsorship scandal 2.0 if the current Liberal Party was elected. So...
Basically, anyways, it's one of the reasons why our economy is not as good as it could be.
Hmm. You think so?
I'd say so. Okay. Millions lost, so... Yeah. Just like any scandal, you know?
Anyways, thank you. That's from Magic. Who's Magic, anyways?
Magic King?
Magic.
Is that Mage Guy?
Mage Guy. Yeah.
Age guy 08. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. And finally, the last question. Dear hosts, do you think you're smart? If so, what do you think you're good at? Sincerely, from Flash. Who wants to go first?
Do you think you're smart, Shane?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh,
do you think
modest.
You're smart?
Yeah.
Okay. Kala?
I'd say so, yeah. Probably not as smart as some people. Not as dumb as others, so... Yeah, I'd say smart.
Sure.
Yeah, I think you are.
There's two kinds of smarts. There's, like, the school kind of smart, you know, and then there's the not-stupid kind of smart, not-stupid kind of smart of being a jerk, you know? I think the majority of people are the not jerk kind of smart, you know? But I think the other kind of smart in school can be built up over time, and I think both all three of us currently fit both of those groups, so.
I don't know. Yeah. You can be a smart jerk.
You mean smart enough to not get caught and stuff, or?
No, be a very smart person, but still be a jerk. You know? Hmm. I mean, being a jerk is a character trait. It's not... Or a behavioral trait. It's not intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to be not smart to be able to think like that, you know? Like, you should have better marbles, you know?
I don't think so. I don't think so about that
you
one.
You could look at it that way. It depends
because, you know,
on your own
like
personal
it could
definition.
Be,
you can be smart.
I see where
you
you're
can
going
be smart.
With that.
You can be smart, but you can also be arrogant, right?
Yeah.
So,
true.
I don't think so about that one. There's book smarts, there's street smarts, and then there's not being stupid smarts. I'd go with that, you know. There's the book smarts, which is, you know, knowing stuff, and then there's street smarts, which is knowing how to act, and then not being dumb smarts is pretty self-explanatory.
I think we fitted all three then, don't we?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chief Snake, definitely. He's a closet nerd.
I'm not a closet nerd. I just am a nerd.
I think
I have
if you,
no problem admitting okay. that.
I think if you host Rude Escape Podcast, you are a nerd.
Yeah.
At least in some varying degree.
Yeah, there's no point denying that.
What do you think
that.
You're good at? Like, does this mean, like, school-related, or...?
Anything.
I'm good at seeing the bigger picture.
You're good at thinking you're seeing the bigger picture.
But I am.
Oh, that was good.
You're good at coding. You're good at designing websites. You're good at hosting.
I didn't
podcasts.
Design this website. I didn't design this website.
You designed RuneWire.
Yeah, I designed RuneWire.
That is a website, isn't it?
Chief Snake designed the website. Yeah, but
oh, yeah.
Chief Snake designed the main website.
Of course, of course. So you guys are pretty smart and good at doing that. I could never do that.
But you could learn.
I could.
Yeah, I think that is the real definition of smart. You don't necessarily have to know how to do something, but you have to be able to learn.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I think that when the nuts come down and then get mixed in with the bolts and everything, and then they get separated out again, at the end of the day, it's just a matter of if you can learn or not on how to do something. And if you can, then you'll be smart, and if not, you won't. So, it's like this site. It's like when Mike and I first started the site, we didn't know much. We know more than we know more now than we did before. So if back in the day, we thought we knew what we were doing, and we did to a degree, but we know more now. So I'd say yes, we were smart. So,
yeah.
Anyways, that's it for questions, unless any of you guys else want to say what you're good at. Kola, what are you good at? Never said.
It's hard for me to think of what I'm good at. I guess I'm good at...
That's a sad question.
It is a sad question, because you have to evaluate.
How would you like
yourself.
It if someone asked you, Shane, what are you good for?
Yeah, exactly. What's, you know...
Well, I would have told them what I told you. I think I'm good at seeing the bigger picture, and what you guys said, coding.
Yeah, I know. It just sounded funny the way you said that.
Yeah, but
you
it's almost like
it.
A... It's almost like a what's the point of your life kind of question, you know? It's like, what...
Yeah, that's
like,
true as well.
Why are
what
the,
is the point
what's
of this?
Reason, what's the reason why you're living right now? Well, there's lots of things that I'm good at, but there's a lot of intangibles, you know, that you can't really explain. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm excellent at... really anything, to be honest.
Yeah, no one is.
You know. Well, no, I didn't mean perfect. I mean, like, really good. Something.
Okay. I see.
The only thing I think of, actually, is playing the violin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also pretty good at video games, too. I haven't truly been beaten in a first-person shooter on yet when playing with friends.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah,
anyways.
I don't know. It's interesting question, though.
But, thank you, Flash. Moving on to Tech News. The YouTube, quote, revolution turns 5. Anyways, founded 5 years ago, YouTube is now a full-fledged grown-up by internet standards. It stays as an impulsive startup replete with a cluttered office located between a pizza parlor and a Japanese restaurant are long gone. Its incredible growth over the past half decade has changed how we live, play, and do business. It's true, you know? Where would we be without YouTube?
Yeah, this was even on our news, TV news. So, I mean, even in New Zealand, it affects us. That's pretty big.
Because do you remember back when everybody would send video files to each other over email?
Or MSN, yeah, I remember that.
I think some people still do that. But
they obviously
anyways,
don't know about YouTube.
Yeah, so no, YouTube has just changed the way so many things are done. In this story, there's a whole bunch of things ranging from TV, music videos, complaining consumers, the last U.S. election, viral videos. I'm sure we all have our favorite viral video in the end, so. Yeah. Anyway, so we give YouTube a happy birthday this week and hope they're around for another 5 years at least.
Yeah. Cheers.
And they posted this video, Chief. Are you aware of the Wellington International Orchestra? Whoa.
Yeah, maybe if you turn that off so I can hear it.
The Wellington International Ukulele Orchestra?
I think I may have actually seen something like that before.
Really?
Maybe. There was some odd, obscure thing.
Anyways, that's
Probably wasn't the same thing, yeah. But anyway, no, I was
ukuleles
not aware.
These are interesting. They're like so small, hey?
They're fun. I remember my grade 4 teacher. She'd teach her class every year how to do the ukulele. So much fun, you know, playing that ukulele.
And it's also the perfect size, you know. If you need to hit someone over the head with something, it'd be a perfect size for that.
You don't do that with instruments. They're far
absolutely
too expensive.
But don't. I mean, in a pinch, you could if you had to, right?
No. It wouldn't do very much. I mean, these things are small. They're only like a foot long.
Yeah, but it's the right size.
You don't hit people with instruments. Would you hit someone with your keyboard, you know?
Yes.
You just don't know.
Yes.
You find something else, like a bat or something, or a vacuum cleaner.
Those are... no. I still stand by my point.
When it all comes down to it, it's better not to hit anyone at all.
Yep.
How do we get on to fighting from YouTube? YouTube doesn't make people
I don't
fight.
Know. They got a picture on there of Britney Spears' Womanizer, but I won't play that.
Oh, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next piece of tech news is Windows Phone 7 series is official, and Microsoft is playing to win. That's an interesting name, Windows Phone 7 series.
Windows Phone 7.
It's hard to say. You know?
It doesn't really roll off the tongue like the iPhone or the BlackBerry or...
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's
Windows Phone 7 series.
It's hard enough to say, but...
I know.
Basically, what they're doing with this is they're trying to revitalize themselves in the smartphone market, and they got UI pictures and everything, and it looks a lot like the Zune, actually. And they're going to have Xbox Live integration and documents and everything, so yeah, they're definitely going to try and compete with the iPhone here, but I think once again we're going to see it just like we did with the Zune, too little, too late, you know?
Wasn't Google also entering the smartphone?
Yeah, they did with the Google Nexus One. That was a few weeks ago on Tech News, but
yeah.
The thing they have going for them is it's truly open, you know, in terms of using the Android OS and Google. So we'll just have to see what Microsoft can do with this.
Might be too little, too late.
Yeah, I'm just happy with my little phone. What about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy with my brick.
Yeah, me too. My brick.
Is it like one from the 90s, like the size of a shoe?
No, not quite that old. But no. It's one of the older sort of more advanced phones, so it's got all the features, but in order to pack them all into it, they kind of had to make it quite thick.
Yeah,
I think it's only about 19 centimeters.
Yeah, mine's pretty big as well, but it's an early 2000s one.
Yeah. Anyways, that's your Microsoft news for the week. That's all I got for tech news. Moving on to some other things, we got some events we want to share with you. So, to start off with, we're going to invite you to head on over to forums.rsbnb.com and take a look for the global announcement featuring the list of all the new events that are happening. So now, some of these events are, first up is Paul's Monday night PC gaming event, which Kala was at this week.
Yay, I was able to attend it now since he switched the day. It's always a fun one to go to. I'd highly recommend it.
Chiefy was not able to.
Yeah, because he was in school.
Well, as usual.
Then on Fridays, or Saturdays, I believe, yeah, Saturdays, Leo99887 is going to have Chief Snake's old event, a boss takedown combined with PvP alternating weekly, so you guys can check that out also. So for those of you guys who like boss
cool
takedown,
name for it now,
Boundless Boss Brawl.
Yeah, it's not Boss Takedown anymore.
I like that.
Yeah, it's just like
I love that.
It's
name.
Just a habit to say Boss Takedown, but check that one out.
Hell of a lot better name than the Windows Phone 7 series.
And we're doing two monthly events where you can win a competition rank.
Ooh.
Schwa and Tim will be doing a hide-and-seek scavenger type event that was done sort of last month in the event competition. So they'll be doing one of those next week in Varrock, and Owen and Ryan will be doing a mini games tournament in the Birth Hope Games Room.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a bunch of fun.
Yeah, so check those events out. And as I said, with those last two, you can win a competition ranks if you win the Games Room event or the scavenger hunt. So please do come by and check those out. Forums.rsbnb.com. Look for the global announcement. And yes, we are extending our contest for Show Us Your Love because we only got a few entries and we would like a nice basket to choose from, you know, rather than choosing from about five or so. So please do send us some in. So send us some. Let's double that to 10 at least.
Actually,
they want
now
more
that
love.
I think about that. I probably, I did actually get a PM, which I probably forgot to tell you about.
Okay, well.
More love.
Still,
we still want more.
So.
1 PM.
Send them along.
And send them to me, because I like receiving PMs.
Yeah, so send them to Chief Snake, even though it says to send them to either of us. So, once again, to reiterate, it can be anything. It could be an image, a song, a dance, a video, a poem, an essay about why you love RSBNB or RSBNB update. So please,
could even be a figure skating routine.
No.
No, actually, if it was a figure skating routine, you would probably get on the show.
Then we'd ask you to post a video of your figure skating routine.
Well, yeah, you'd have to do that first.
How it related to RSBNB. Yes. But that's a good idea now that I think of it, you know?
Yeah, who really cares how it relates to RSBNB? It's still the most effort.
Another thing that would pretty much be an instant win is if you live in a bigger city and your city has a news helicopter, if you could make like a huge RSBNB.com sign in a field or whatever, and you could get one of those on the news and show us video of that, that'd be good too. So just something to show how dedicated you are and like that. Anyways, that's the contest. Any of you guys have a pick this week? Or do I have to make a pick?
I don't have anything.
Deep breath. No,
I'm bracing myself for Shane's.
Well, my pick is something that I've been working with recently. It's something that I'm growing accustomed to, discovering how it all works and everything. And I do have a few invites if anybody would like to do that.
Oh, no.
It is Star Trek Online. Because they recently came out with a system where you can give your friends a link and they get a free 5-day trial of the game. So, if you're interested in this, I'll put a link in the show notes to getting this under my name, and maybe we can go to Ryza together or something.
In other words, Shane wants a date.
No, I was just saying, like, somewhere where we can go meet up, you know?
I'll go to Ryza with you, Shane.
He wants friends to play Star Trek Online. That's what it was. What a date. Friends.
Yeah.
Oh, you killed it.
Or if you wanted, we could even meet up on the starbase that orbits Earth.
Okay, that does
sound
like a date.
Called Club 47. Club 47. Meet at Club 47, which is, I believe, the starbase is like a big disc, so you beam in by the Admiral's office, and you just run in a circle until you see Club 47. Just a slight interjection here. Upon looking at my actual online codes, I realized that I only have two to give away. So with that being said, the first two people that PM me on the forums, who can prove that they have the system requirements to play the game, will get the two codes. Okay, I'm going to ask Kala what he's been doing this week.
Well, I went to school early on the week and did a midterm. I think I did pretty good on it. Otherwise, watching the Olympics, relaxing, and of course, trying out War of Legends, that new thing published by Jagex, still in beta, still a bunch of problems they need to fix, just like Star Trek Online, I guess,
that is true.
And, just basically relaxing, nothing really much. I did play hockey yesterday, though. That was fun. I didn't even feel sore at all, so that was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Was that C for me? What have I been doing? Oh, yeah, I wish I could say I've been relaxing like you, Color. But, no, I've had lots of schoolwork. I've just been working this morning on my art design. I have to do what's called a drawing page. So it's an A3 sheet of paper. I don't know what that is for Americans. And, I just basically have to draw lots of things relating to a theme, which I'm doing, which is film noir combined with the Corsican mafia. So I just draw lots of mobsters and things like that. It's fascinating.
Are they going to have guns?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Only a couple.
Does this sound right? An A3 is 297 by 420 millimeters?
Yep, that is right.
Okay. And in the U.S., that's 16.5 inches by 11.7 inches. Okay. Yeah, you know, I wish we used that standard paper size, but everything here is either letter or legal. But, yeah.
Which is all silly.
Anyways, just be glad it's not an A0, hey?
Yeah.
Anyways, so, what about RuneScape?
Apart from that, on I haven't been on RuneScape much, but I've got 80 mining. I think I said that last week. And so I've moved on to bigger and better things. My next plan is... No, wait, I don't have a next plan yet, officially. But right now I am ranging. I am throwing chin chompers at unsuspecting mummies.
And what level are you going to?
I don't really know how far I'm going to get with that, because so far, over the past week, I've only got about 200k XP.
Which is not
even
one
inventory load of chin chompers. So for anyone who does regularly do that, then you'll know how lazy I've been, because it is quite easy.
Any farming?
Just ranging, I suppose. I haven't done any farming, which is pretty shameful. I need to. I was doing well last week with that. But yeah, I've just been so lazy this week, haven't done anything at all. That's me.
Okay, then. Yeah, for me this week, I've not been doing much. Pretty much just a relaxation week, I think. No school. RuneScape. What have I been doing? RuneScape. I've been fishing. I've been fishing for Project Brad. I got 83 fishing now. So that's that. Yeah. I know what you mean about being lazy. It's like sometimes, I felt like I was doing so much, but I only got that much XP. So I understand how you feel. I understand
how
you feel.
And, but I wasn't doing much. And I only got
some Star Trek Online. So, yeah. Check out the link in the notes for the link to that. So that's about it, I think.
So what's the counter for Star Trek references this episode?
I don't know.
I think
five.
They're giving one. I don't think we could do it on two hands anymore.
I feel like... by the way, the scorecard was for Star Trek references.
Yeah, I knew it was.
I figured.
Anyways. That's
it. Ooh, you know what?
I don't think there's anything else, is there? Oh, what did we miss?
Skill of the Month. Skill of the Month update.
Oh, because I knew I was missing something.
Because there is actually
something.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry, that looks so short. So what have we got? It's crafting still, which is very sad.
Well, Zevsky's...
It's not actually sad, because... Yeah, yeah.
Zevsky's exactly taken over the lead from an idle X-Blades, and a Q has taken over from the idle Stothrin to get into third place, and he might pass X-Blades in a couple days if he doesn't start up again, so... It's still up in the air. Who might win?
Yeah, it's a pretty funny graph.
It is a funny graph.
Yeah.
Thought that'd be the end of it.
There have been funnier ones, like the woodcutting one or the cooking one, you know? So much noise on them, but...
Yeah. It's pretty...
Anyways,
pretty slow month, but... Still keep going, though. And I see a certain person at the bottom there who hasn't gotten any XP yet. He probably should get on RuneScape shortly after this and get some.
AKA you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the people who don't get XP get hung by their fingernails.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that's a terrible experience to go through.
And also there's Pig Rear and Chris and R.S. Josic, who haven't got XP yet. So, yeah. You guys should get some XP. Make me happy.
Yes.
I think that's about it. Next week, we should have the new scale of the month for you. As for March, I don't know. What scale of the month would you guys like to see for March?
Oh, no. Something that everyone would enter and compete in and do really well in. You know, something to make
it. Farming.
I don't think so, actually.
Something
I'd enter farming. Would you, Chief?
Yeah, but... Yes. But we don't make up everyone. We make up a minority.
I know, that's too bad.
Although we have managed to spark quite a lot of interest in farming. We have done well.
Anyways, on that note, I think I'm going to say that RSPNB update 244 is done. See you next week, everybody, with the hopes of a great skeleton.
2 hours.
Goodbye.
See ya.